This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Tuesday, April 28th, brought to you by Curious Plot. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. House Rules Committee continues to consider proposed amendments to the House version of the Farm Bill. AgriPulse Kim Chipman has been monitoring developments in the committee and has up-to-date reports at AgriPulse.com. Alex Dunn with CropLife America says there are a number of provisions they hope move with the bill.
USDA coordination with EPA, the 2018 Endangered Species Act Interagency Coordination Committee, pesticide labeling consistency, very important provision consistent with a case that was heard before the court today, the Supreme Court, consistent with the Jurnal case. There's a couple of other provisions. Oh, also the re-registration deadline, making sure that EPA has enough time to finish the 15-year reviews. So those are, I think, all of them, and they are super important.
E15 language did not make it into the bill, but leaders say the measure will see a separate vote. National Corn Growers President Jed Bauer says corn farmers need a farm bill and year-round E15.
From the corn family, we were very fortunate through the Big Beautiful Bill. We got a lot of our large key provisions that normally ride along in the farm bill. But there's still a lot of other smaller things that are truly important. But as we look at the farm economy, at the end of the day, we got to pay our bills. And is E15 the fix for all? No, but it could be the bridge to get us back to a good spot.
Bauer says he'd prefer demand growth over financial assistance.
100% from the marketplace. When I go to the mailbox and I get that money, everybody knows I get it. I know the intention is good, but nobody lowers their prices. Everybody knows we're getting it. So we just take it in, deposit it, write checks out, and get to pay taxes on it.
American Soybean Association President Scott Metzger testified today before the Office of the U.S. Trade Representative during a Section 301 hearing, highlighting the importance of international trade to U.S. soybean farmers and the risk of broad tariff actions.
We talked about expanding the Section 122 exemptions, doing away or having the AIPA tariffs that cause the input costs to spike up on it, and utilizing that Section 122 for it. Also discussed when the same time here, the executive orders imposing tariffs under Section 122 with Canada and Mexico, we urged USTR to exempt those countries from it. You know, Mexico is our number two buyer of soybeans. Canada is our number 10 buyer of soybeans. So, it's a market that we definitely don't want to lose.
Metzger says soybean growers want access to global markets, but also need to purchase supplies from global sources.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. I think as you look into the future, I think we're still going to have issues with these high fertilizer prices going into 27. Like, we've been here before with high fertilizer costs, and it usually takes about two cycles before it finally balances itself out. And with the Strait of Hormuz and all that that's going on over there in the Middle East, I mean, you know, who knows how long it's going to take before it eventually gets straightened out. But it is a huge concern.
House leaders tomorrow scheduled to mark up the USDA budget. Molly Van Loo with the International Fresh Produce Association says they're disappointed to see cuts to WIC assistance for fruits and vegetables.
So we were really disappointed that the House Appropriations Bill cuts the WIC fruit and vegetable benefit. It's the only part of the food package that is being reduced. The president's budget called for a 75% cut, which would be $1.4 billion nationwide in a lack of WIC redemptions at retail. Again, we were disappointed to see that the House included that cut. We're hoping that it gets fixed, but you know, we saw in the MAHA Commission's report, they're calling out the WIC fruit and vegetable benefit as an example of really effective public policy. So to see that rolled back is disappointing, as well as with the rollout of the dietary guidelines calling for half of your diet essentially to be fruits and vegetables. This really runs counter to the rest of the messaging.
Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Curious Plot. Curious Plot is a full-service marketing, communications, and consulting agency driven to find what's next for food and agriculture clients. Curious Plot, formerly known as FLM Harvest. Learn more at curiousplot.agency. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.